Rendon down the line. It's another game winner for the Nats.
Well, Anthony Rendon was supposed to have last night off, but he came off the bench as a pinch hitter and singled home the game-winning run as the Washington Nationals edged the Arizona Diamondbacks 3-2. It was the Washington's ninth straight win, and the Nats now have the best record in the National League. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst, and he hosts the podcast The Gist at Slate.com. He joins us to talk baseball. Hey, Mike, so, you know, Congress isn't getting much done, but the Nats seem to be. Is this their year?
Yeah, well, at least there's comedy in the Nationals clubhouse as opposed to the congressional dining room. I can't say that it's their year. I mean, they're a young franchise. They used to be the Expos, and so they certainly don't have a long history of playoff success. And by the way, if you want to talk about the American League, oh gosh, the Kansas City Royals are also in that situation. But, you know, the Nationals have a lot of good things going for them. And right now, Baseball Prospectus says that of all the teams in the National League, they have the highest chance to win the World Series. A big reason for that is the other great National League team, or let's say very good National team, has regressed a little bit. That's the LA Dodgers. Mm-hmm. Still have a very strong offense, but some of their pitchers have been hurt. So baseball, there's a lot of chance in the playoffs, and you can't say, like in football or basketball, you know, with the Miami Heat or the Spurs, these teams are destined for the finals. It's never like that in baseball. But if one team in the National League can be said, you know, strongest shot to make the World Series, it is the Nationals.
So I'm not sure if I'm hearing you feeling optimistic for the Nationals or just realistic. Which one is it? I mean, how do these races...
I like Anthony Rendon. I like the guy who got that hit because you know what he says? He says, I don't even watch baseball. It's a little boring. And so that, to me, is honest. I'm going to root for that guy.
Okay. So you mentioned the Royals over in the American League. They're in first place in the Central Division. Yeah. But what, almost 30 years since they've been in the playoffs?
Yeah, they used to be good, you know, back when, I don't know, Lyndon Johnson walked the earth. But yes, so they have this horrible long losing streak, and a lot of it can be laid at the feet of their owner, and they've had several blunders. But finally, they've gotten it all together. They've gotten some really strong pitching. And, you know, they're the kind of team that no one will take as seriously as some of their American League counterparts, you know, especially if you look at the LA Angels and the Oakland A's. Those are two teams with excellent records that should be favored above the Royals. But, yeah, the Royals are winning their division. And if they qualify for the postseason, and it looks like they could, they, like I said, it's baseball. They really have as strong a shot as
right. Anyone. So should we even mention the fact that the Yankees aren't going to make the playoff in Derek Jeter's final season? Was it worth a mention, maybe?
Well, I would say this. Because Major League Baseball has gone to this format where five teams make the playoffs, three qualify for the second round, and then there's a one-game playoff between wildcard teams. It means everyone kind of has a chance. So even though the Yankees are only a couple games above 500, they are really only five games out of the wild card. So fans should, I mean, there's 40 games left and fans should not give up hope. But Baseball Prospectus, again, gives them only about a 6% chance of making the postseason. So what it means is if they do make the postseason, I'm sure Derek Jeter will have an important hit along the way and everyone will be able to celebrate. Jeter propelled them above the odds. He is immortal.
Okay, so we've just got 30 seconds left, but I got to ask you, baseball's going to get a new commissioner next season, Rob Manfred. He made a public appearance recently at the Little League World Series. That's kind of cool. What are we to make of that?
I think it's brilliant because he knows people watch the Little League World Series. Monet Davis, I mean, this was the female pitcher. She's more famous than any baseball player except for Derek Jeter. So if you want to have goodwill, go to the Little League World Series. People like the Little League World Series.
Absolutely. Mike Pesca here and now, sports analyst, and he hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.